it just dips in. It's like the ocean or big rivers where the waves rolls over. Wind, something like that.
And if the when the wind starts that way, you might say that the wind is pick. Would you say? Would you ever say something like gusting or picking up or breezing?
Yeah.
And then after the wind's been blowing hard, then you might say, now it's starting to
cease.
It's starting to cease, but if it's, or you might say it's just letting.
And it goes on down and finally quits. Still like it is now.
You know, on a morning, you might get up some morning and say, I'm going to have to put a sweater on this morning because it's
a
little
cold.
It's just a little.
It's been all summer that way here. With most of them, I never do put nothing on. I never do put nothing on just my sleeves on. The rest of them sometimes put sweaters on. I do. This morning, I think they had sweaters on.
When it's like that at night, you might say, when you get up in the morning like that, you wouldn't say it's really cold.
No, it's just cool this morning.
Maybe in the fall of the year, when you get out and you look on the ground, you see that white stuff on the ground. When you have that, a little later, you know you're going to have
snow.
And a hard thing that kills the crops.
Yeah.
Call that a hard.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
In the water. How about now? In all of these branches, and are there any ponds around here?
Well, yes, there's lots of ponds.
When you
have them in the fields where the cattle is, keep them dry.
Now, when it gets cold. And the weather
when it freezes over, and you have to break ice in the branches to let the cattle drink.
When that first starts to freeze,
it's mush ice.
That's cold.
Mush ice.
And
then it freezes over and be sold. Drive away to the field. Creeks or anything like that. Just go on with the team. Never
break in or nothing, but
it
has to be froze
over before it loses.
That was, do all of the branches and creeks around here freeze over when it gets good and cold?
To some extent, they do. Not too bad, maybe.
Rome Creek is the
biggest creek we have.
It's probably the biggest one in the neighborhood. And
I have seen here frozen. But we don't have no river till we get to Butler. And the Watauga River comes.